and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, there's no doubt that most of us are just plain confused about what snacks are allowed and what are not allowed in school these days. It used to be so easy, and it seems to be getting pretty complicated. You know, what do we do? Can you have packaged food? Doesn't have to be packaged. What about sugar and nuts and drinks? And what do we do? So here to help us out is really important guest, a special guest, Stephanie Joyce. She's the National Nutrition Advisor for Healthier Generation, and she is going to straighten this all out for us. Hello, Stephanie. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here today.
Yes, it is. We're thrilled to have you, and we are ready with some questions for you, so I hope you're ready for us. We are frustrated with this issue. What are the school snack rules?
Yeah, so on July 1st, 2014, the USDA implemented Smart Snacks and School Nutrition Standards. So for the first time ever, this really created a national set of standards for all foods and beverages that are sold to students on the school campus during the school day. And this is outside of your federally reimbursed meal program, such as school breakfast or school lunch program. So the types of areas that you would see these foods implemented by Smart Snacks would be your a la carte in the cafeteria, any vending machines, snack carts, school stores, or any in-school fundraisers that are happening.
Okay, so does that mean that snack rule does not apply to the snacks the children are bringing with them from home in their backpack?
Correct. So parents are still free to bring in any items that they want for their students, and it also doesn't impact any birthday parties, treats, celebrations, things that the schools might be offering on their own. If a parent brings in cupcakes for the classroom, or if teachers are offering little candies as an incentive for doing well in school, it only impacts foods that are sold to students unless your local wellness policy at your school or district requires that healthy celebrations or healthy rewards are offered at your school.
Okay, see, that's very, very good to know and a very good definition. I think a lot of us as parents get very confused about that. You know, where do these rules apply? And I know a lot of people say, I don't want anybody regulating what I can send to my own kid at school. So to make it clear, what Stephanie just said to us is these rules do not apply to that case. It applies to what is being sold in schools. So with that being said, can you tell us a little bit about what are the rules with those snacks? Do they have to have a certain number of sugar? Do they have to include protein, fiber? Can you just give us a quick overview of that?
Absolutely. So now what you'll find with Smart Snacks is snacks are now lower in calories. They're lower in fat, sodium, sugar, and free of trans fats. So you may see more fruits and vegetables offered. You may see more baked chips instead of regular chips. Whole grain versions of granola bars, crackers, and even cookies. So it's important that students have access to healthier choices throughout the school building, not only in the cafeteria line, but also vending machines, school stores, and fundraisers, because students consume up to half of their daily calories at school.
Wow, that's amazing. And I bet a lot of that comes from snacks versus their actual meals. So that's very important that we are paying attention to what they're eating as snacks. With that being said, I know that I have looked through this list and I have questioned some of the items, and I was hoping you can help us clarify how do these items make the cut, or is somebody looking at items individually, or is it kind of like a plug-in calculator with the nutrient facts, and then if the items pass the scale, then they get into the okay list. If not, they get thrown out. Some of the items that we get asked most often is, how come Rice Krispie Treats are okay on the list?
Well, one thing that's really important to keep in mind is that there are nutrition standards that items have to meet in order to be compliant with Smart Snacks and sold to students during the school day. So one thing that you might notice is if you go out to your local retail store or your grocery store, you might find one particular type of an item. However, schools sometimes have additional access through their distributors for the healthier versions that are available that are more whole grain, they're limited in calories, sugar, sodium, and the food industry is really working to expand what they're offering to schools into the retail setting. However, that's still an area that's growing because there's been such a large demand on the school side that I know there's still opportunity for growth in terms of expanding it into the retail version so parents can have additional access to those items. So what we have to offer at the Alliance are some tools that can help parents when you are out shopping in terms of, if I have an item, is this a healthier option and does it meet Smart Snacks? And that's where we have our product calculator that you mentioned. So our product calculator, if you visit our website, it's healthiergeneration.org/smartsnacks. And by answering a few simple questions, you can enter the information directly off your product nutrition label and plug it into our calculator. And you could just have to click one button and it will tell you whether or not this item is compliant.
That's phenomenal. That sounds like a lot of fun. Like, I kind of want to go through my pantry and do that with a bunch of foods.
So
let me repeat what that is. That's healthiergenerations.org/smartsnacks. And you just kind of plug in there the information and you press the button. And I've done that myself and I have gotten some results that I was like, oh yeah, this makes sense. And a couple of them I was like, not so sure. But I think at the end of the day, that combined with common sense might be the best situation for parents. Now, quick question, does that include drinks as well, or is it just for the snacks?
Yes, so beverages with Smart Snacks are limited to plain water, milk, and juice at elementary and middle school. And at the high school level, okay, they do allow some additional low or no calorie drinks that are limited in portion sizes to be sold. So if you go to our calculator, you can select the different options, whether your item is an entree, a snack item, a beverage, or a side item, and it will take you through the process of entering to see whether or not the item is compliant. We also have another thing, because parents are so busy, and school folks are very busy as well, you can visit our product navigator at our website, and this is basically a list of products that we have already reviewed and vetted and ensured that these are 100% compliant with Smart Snacks. And one important thing to note is that we do not accept any money from food and beverage companies. So any item that you see listed in there has been reviewed based on nutrition information alone.
That's phenomenal. So I love that. So there's a quick list. Is it on that same website that you just talked about, the Smart Snacks?
It is, yeah. Healthiergeneration.org. /smartsnacks, and it will bring you to our Smart Snacks toolkit. It's a really great step-by-step guide that helps you implement the standards for your school building. So we have some plug-and-play tools, the calculator, like I mentioned, our product navigator, but we also have sample presentations to educate other parents, your school staff, wellness councils. We also have pre-written memos that may go out to school administrators, a letter to send out to any vendors that you're working with, letters to talk to your PTA about fundraising implications, and just other tools to help bring everyone on the same page.
Oh, and I'm so thankful for that, because one more cookie dough fundraiser and I think I will just spin out of control. So I would love to see some healthier options for PTA fundraisers as opposed to the regular cookie dough. And like you mentioned before, although these snack rules don't particularly count for the snacks being sent from home, it's not a bad idea to do exactly what Stephanie said. Go to the website, check if some of the snacks you are sending your kids to school with are part of that list. Or if they're not on that list, plug them into the little calculator and see where you fall. Because after all, you do want your kids to have healthier snacks, snacks that are going to help them learn and not going to disturb them in the learning process with too much sugar and making them tired at the end of the day. Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing all this information with us. It has been wonderful learning a little bit more about snack rules and how do they impact our children from elementary all the way to high school. I want to repeat the website again. We said it a few times, but it's really important to check it out for yourself, and that's healthiergenerations.org/smartsnacks is where you find the calculator and the list of foods. Thank you for being with us in our family food kitchen. Remember, you can always listen to our past episodes on RadioMD.com. Eat well and stay well.